Back to the top of Hayam and Aleph. Like about eight lines down. We wanted to know how do we know that Midaraisa Chametz is also from Chatzos of the 14th? Maybe it's not also till the 15th. So far the Gemara in the first Malach, the Gemara was saying as follows. It already says Shivas Yamim Sarlo Yamatzi Bevatechem. Means the entire 7 days are also. So what's the pasuk adding by writing in a different pasuk? Ach b'yom rishon tasbisu sarim b'teichem. Must be it's coming to say even more than that. That not only is the 7 days also, but even the day before is partially also. So on that, the Gemara says, how do we know it's coming for the day before? Maybe it's coming for the night before. Meaning to say, from the fact that it says shavas yom, you would think it means 7 days without the nights. And therefore, the Issur Chametz would only, or the Chiyuv Tashbis would only come from the morning of Pesach, the 15th in the morning, and that's why you need this extra Pasuk of Ach B'Yom Rishon to teach us the night before. But maybe Erev Pesach, you Taka don't know. So on that we said, no, the night you automatically know is included in Shivas Yom, because we have a double Hekish. We have a Hekish from Hashpasa to the Issur of Achilas Chametz, and we have another Hekish from the Issur of Achilles Chometz to the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. So just like the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah is at night, so to the Isra Achilles Chometz is starts at night. And if that's the case, who are then the problem of the Isra of Ba'yirah Ba'yamatzah, and therefore the Chiyuv Hashposa by night is for sure, even from the first pasuk you already know that. And therefore this pasuk is of Ach B'Yom Rishon is actually to teach us Erev Pesach. So, Fracti Gemara, if that's the case, ve'ema, the rabbi is leo yedalad the beer. So, maybe if it's being marbed the Erev Pesach, so maybe it means the entire Erev Pesach. How do you know that it's Erev Pesach by Chatzais? Maybe the Torah is saying, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, and the yom rishon, however it means Erev Pesach, like we'll see soon. But maybe that which we're saying, Erev Pesach has a chiv of ashpasta and iser to have chametz, maybe it means the entire yedalad. That means already by Bedikas Chametz night, from that point on, Chametz should be also. So says the Gemara, if that can't be, because it says B'yayim Ksiv. The Pasuk says B'yayim Rishon. What we're coming to be Marba is somewhere by day, not by night. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Eimah Mitzafra, so maybe it's right away, the morning of the 14th, as soon as it's Alois, on the morning of the 14th, maybe that's when the Isra Chametz comes in, says the Gemara, no, Ach Halek. Ach tells you to split the day. Part of the day is Aser, part of the day is Mutter. Because Ach, we know, is always a Mit. Right? Esen and Gamen are Ribuyin, and Ach and Rak are always Miutim. So, yeah. So it says Bayem Rishon Tashbisu, if Bayem Rishon means Erev Pesach, and there's an Ach that says a Miut, so only part of Yom Rishon there's a Chiyuv Tashbisu. But the rest of Yom Rishon doesn't have a Chiyuv Tashbisu. And since the Pasuk left it hanging, it doesn't say at what time during the day to do Tashbisu, but it says part of the day is Aser, part of the day is Mutter. So Misvara, Chazal say, split it half and half. Half of the day is Aser, half of the day is Mutter. If that's the case, Til Chatzos is Mutter, Chatzos Zinan is Aser. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says a second pshat. How do we know that Ach means to say split the day exactly half and half, and doesn't just mean a part of the day? So Rashi says, if we remember going back to Masechta Shabbos, we had all these different ways of grouping the Aleph Beis. We had Ach Bash, which everybody knows. But besides that, one of the groups was Achas Beta. There were seven groups, and each group was so Aleph went to the first group, Beis went to the second group, Gimel went to the third group, and so on. Ches went back to the first group. Every seventh letter is in the same group. So Aleph, Ches, and Samach are in one group. Beis, Tes, Ayin are another group. Gimel, Yud, Fei is a third group. A fourth group is Dalet, Chof, and Tzadi. Now, if that's the case, any letters that are in the same group are related to each other, they're interchangeable. So according to that, you take the aleph of ach and you change it with a ches, and you take the chof of ach and you change it with a tzadi, what do you have? You have chatz, which is chatzi. So ach b'yamarishin, how do you know how much to do? So according to the gematria of achas betah, according to the letter appearance of achas betah, it will come out that ach means chatz. So that tells us that half the day is aser and the other half of the day is mutter. So again, that tells us up to chatzos you could eat chametz, past chatzos, that's when you have to get rid of the chametz. This is all according to the first mahalach in how do we know that Erev Pesach from chatzos and on the chametz is aser. The Beir Bishmol Tana, Beir Bishmol has a brisa that says a different mahalach. How do you know that Ach B'Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach? So the first Malach again was the fact that it already says Shabbos Yom Sholei Matzim V'Techem. Obviously this must be an Erev Pesach. The Beir Mishmol is a different shot. Even without the Pasuk of Shivas Yomim, you automatically know that Ach B'Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach, because Matzinu Yudalot Shenikra Rishon, because we find that the Torah gives the 14th of Nisan the title Rishon. Shenemer, like it says in the pasuk, Barishain be'arba aser yom lachodesh. Barishain, in the pasuk, shah, the pasuk is in the first month, be'arba aser yom lachodesh, on the 14th day of the month. But since the pasuk is written in a little bit of an unusual way, normally we would write b'chodesh Barishain, not just Barishain. So we darshan Barishain is like a title. The day that's called Rishain, which is Arba Aser Yom LaChodesh, so we see that the 14th day of Nisan is titled Rishon. So now, when going back to the other pasuk where it says Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbishas Tarmi Batechem, it means that day which is called Rishon, which is Erev Pesach. Now, how do you know Chatzai? So L'Chayr, that part, you're going to still have to go back to what we said before, you have from the Ach. But the part that we're disagreeing with is you don't need the pasuk of Shavuos Yomim to teach us that that Ach B'Yom Rishon means Erev Yontif. Even without that, the fact that it's called Rishon, it automatically means Erev Yontif. That's shot number two. Shot number three, with Nachum Yitzchak Omar, Rishon demi Kara Mashma. Rishon means the day before. So it's very similar to the previous tarets of the Beir Bishmol, that Rishon means Erev Yontif. But Beir Rabbi Shmuel said specifically this day, Erev Yom Tov Pesach, is known as Rishon. Whereas Rav Nachum Yitzchak is saying that's always how it is. Rishon could always mean before. Lav Dafka, the 14th of Nisan, any time you have a period of days, the day before could be called the Rishon. Where do we see that Rishon means before? Normally Rishon means first. Teretz is the Amar Krah, because like we have in a Pasuk, this is by Eiv, Shemesh tells Eiv, Harishon Adam Tivalod, were you born before Adam or Rishon? Over here, Rishon doesn't mean first. It means were you born before him. So we see that Rishon could mean before. So Ach B'Yom Rishon means the day before. That's when you're Tashbishu Sarmi Botechem. Freyti Umar Elameat, if that's the case, that Rishon means the day before. So that which you have a different possible. It says by Sukkis, you should take B'Yom Rishon, the Dalad Minim, Lulav and Esrik. Now, if Rishon means the day before, so means Erev Sukkos, that's when the mitzvah of Dalad Minim is. Hakanami Rishon the Meikara, Mashma, are you going to tell me that Rishon means Meikara? Shiny Hasam, says the Gemara, no. Over there, you know that Rishon means the first day of Yantiv. The Chsiv, Usmachtam of Hashem Lekechem, because the Pasuk continues, and the Pasuk says over there, you should have Simcha, be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivas Yamim for 7 days. So Mashvi, just like the 7 days over there, the seventh day that we're referring to is Shvi L'Chag, is counting from the first day of Sukkot, and it's the seventh day of the Yamtiv itself. So Ach Rishon, so too the Rishon of this Pasuk has to be Rishon L'Chag, the first day of the Yamtiv itself, because we're talking about the same counting. So if we're talking about a period of 7 days, so if the seventh day over there means the seventh day of Yom Tov, so our karga, when we mention Rishon in that pasuk, it has to mean the first day of Yom Tov, not the day before Yom Tov. So all the Tirutim have to come onto the Ach. They're just arguing, and how do you know that Biyam Rishon means Erev Yantin? Because otherwise, you don't see anything, right? And who are the Bishmol, the previous there? Yeah. Why did Gemara didn't speak it out? Because the Gemara told it to us again. They're just coming back on that one point. How do you know Biyam Rishon means Erev Yantin? So that they're all saying different Pshatim. Yeah. Well, later we're going to get a different. Yeah, the Vapshat, right? That Vapshat, which we'll eventually get to. That everything's included in Vapshat. But until then, Lachar, these are just. Lachar. Lachar Yitzchak Amar Rishon Beikar Mashma. So Elamata. So if that's the case, so the Rishon by Achbim Lakatam Lachem Beyam Rishon should also mean the day before. So on that we answer, no, it has to be Dumyut to the Shivas Yama mentioned in the same pasuk, just like over there, it's the 7 days of Yantiv itself. So the Rishon is the Yantiv itself. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Hachanami, so by us as well, why don't we say the same thing? Ksiv Achbim Rishon Tashbisu, which were Taichi means the day before. And then the pasuk continues and it says Shivas Yamim Matzis Teichel. So why don't we say the same way that the Shivas Yamim means the 7 days of Yantiv itself? So too the Rishon means Yantiv itself. The same way that we would say doing this by the Dalaminim. So everything. Right. How can you say that means the day before? Right. The same way that over there the Shivas Yamim indicates that it doesn't mean the day before. It means the first day of Yantiv itself. You should have the same thing in our pasuk. So says the Gemara Im Kain. Nichtav Kra Rishon. If that's the case, it could have said Rishon without the hay. Ha Rishon Lamali. Why does it say the hay? Shema Mino, that it's a separate thing. It doesn't mean over here the first day of that 7 day period, but rather it means the day before. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Lamali, Shema Mino, the Gemara must be like we're saying that it means the day before. If that's the case, Hasanami Harishon Lamali. By Sukkot as well, it says Harishon. It doesn't say Biyom Rishon. So why don't we say the same thing that the Hay means the day before? But how are you being machala between the two? Right. Teretz is so. Before the Gemara answers this, the Gemara is going to ask another kasha and a third kasha, and then come back. Vesu. Furthermore, Hasam Dechsev Biyom Rishon Shabbosim of Biyom Hashmini Shabbosim. When it says which days of Sukkot are Mikra Kodesh, it says B'yom Rishon Shabbosin, on the first day is a Yomtiv, U'B'yom Hashmini Shabbosin, and on the eighth day is a Yomtiv. So again, Eimer Rishon the Mikar Mashra, how do you know that Rishon means the first day of Yomtiv? According to what we're saying now, maybe Rishon means the day before, so it means an Erev Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Gemara says, Shaini Hasan Dama Kro B'yom Hashmini. That's Sukkot, yeah. Right, once the mitzvah dal minimum Sukkot, and this is the chiyuv of Shabbos and of Sukkot. I'm not doing malacha, right? Shiny house. So the Gemara answers again the same terror. Shiny hasam, the Amar Kra uviyam rishon Shabbosin, uviyam shmini Shabbosin. The first day should be a Shabbosin, and the eighth day should be a Shabbosin. So ma shmini dechag. So just like shmini means the eighth day of the yomtiv itself, af rishon dechag. So the rishon of the beginning of the pasuk has to be comparable to the shmini of the end of the pasuk. It also has to mean the first day of Sukkot itself, not erev yomtiv. If that's the case, so the Gemara, without speaking out the whole cheshbon, if that's the case, why by us is it different? Must be because it says harishon. So if that's the case over there as well, it says harishon. So harishon lamili. So why over there does it say harishon? So first the Gemara attempts to answer the Mu'uti Chol Shemayit. The reason why it says Harishon over here is so you should know that Dafka, the first day of Yomtiv, and the eighth day of Yomtiv is a mitzvah, but Chol Hamoed, there's no mitzvah of Shabbos. The Isser Melacha. There's no mitzvah of Shabbos, meaning there's no Isser Melacha to do Melacha on Chol Hamoed, or at least most Melachas. And Tosis says that once we're saying this teretz over here, we could say that teretz for the previous kasha as well, for Dalaminim that maybe Harishon is coming to exclude Chol HaMoed, because we know that Midaraisa out of the Beis HaMikdash, only the first day is Mechuyev and Dalaminim. The rest is only Midrabban. So says the Gemara, no, you can't tell me that it's coming to exclude Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed Merishim Shmini Nafka. From the fact that the Torah says, on the first day Shabbosan, on the eighth day Shabbosan, so obviously the days in between are not Shabbosan. Says the Gemara, no, Itzrich, you still needed to exclude Chol HaMoed. Because Salkadaitach Amino, I could have thought to say, Hoyo the Kasa Rachmana Uve Yoyim Hashmini, it doesn't say B'Yoyim Hashmini, it says Uve Yoyim Hashmini of Vav. So the Vav Moisev Al Inyo Mishin, so the Vav is adding the days before as well, is all connecting everything. And therefore, Afil B'Chol HaShemayid, you would think to say that even Chol HaMoed would be also Basiyas Malacha. Kamash Malon, that's why you need the miyut of the hay of Harishan to say Dafka, Harishan and Shmini, and don't Darshan the Vav Moisev. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. You're telling me the reason why the Torah wrote a hay is to counterbalance the Vav. So if the Torah just wants the first day and the eighth day, so to make it very simple, just write Bayayim Harishan, Bayayim Shmini, don't write the Vav, and then you won't need the hay. So Akarcha, the hay is not coming to balance out the Vav. So we're back to the Kasha. So now, why the hay of Dal Minin, Harishan, and the second hay, the Harishan of Shabbosan by Sukkis is also Shver. The Su, a third Kasha, Hasam Dechsiv, now this is by the Shabbosan, the Mikra Kodesh of Pesach, it also says, V'yem Harishan Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. So again, over there, maybe I'll tell you Rishan the Mikara Mashma. Since it says Rishan, maybe it means Mikra Kodesh is not on Yantiv itself, but maybe the day before, Erev Pesach. And again, we'll go through the same thing. Maybe over there, because it says Shri, later the Shiva Siyam Shri in the next Pesach, but on that you'll say, over here it does also, and then we'll say that it has a hay. And the bottom line is, up there it also has a hay, so what are you going to do with that third hay? So Ella says the Gemara, Anumahalach. Hani Shlesha Rishon, these three times that the Torah says Rishon, which is by Dalad Minim, by the Chiv Shabbosin of Sukkis and by the Chiv of Mikra Kodesh, by Pesach, Miboyle, we need it for a different drasha. The reason why it says Harishan by them is because besides meaning first day, it also means the mitzvahs that are titled Rishon. And we need that, Lichat the Tana Be'er Rishmol for the Tana Be'er Rishmol. The Tana Be'er Rishmol, B'schar Shlesha Rishon, in the schar of three mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael has that are titled Rishon, Zachu v'shleisha rishon, they were zeicha to three things that each one of them, it says rishon by them. What are these three things? Lahachri zara shalesov. The one is to wipe out, to destroy the zara shalesov. Number two is lebinyan beis hamikdash. And number three is l'shmai shal mashiach. So they'll be zeicha to these three things, to be able to destroy esav, to be able to build lost love in the beis hamikdash, and to be able to be zeicha to mashiach. In the schus of these three mitzvahs, lahachris arish al esav dichsev vayetsi harishayin admani kulay kaderaseir. So we see that esav is called rishayin. So one of the mitzvahs of rishayin will be able to have the schus to destroy the rishayin of vayetsi harishayin admani kulay kaderaseir. The binyan beis hamikdash dichsev kisei kavim maroim. So we see that in the pasuk of Makom Mikdashenu that it's referring to the Beis Hamikdash, it says Merishain. And number three, Lushma Shal Mashiach, the Siv Rishon Tzioni Nehinam, the end of the pasuk is Lushalayim Vasarete. So referring to Mashiach as well, it says Rishain. Yeah, Shma Shal Mashiach, I'm not sure exactly what that means. I didn't have a chance to look that up. It's an interesting notion. You should say Mashiach. Chazal say that a few times, that there's such a Shprach. But over here, the obvious kasha is we have four rishayins. We're saying one is to darshan the day before. The other three are for this drush of in the schos of three rishayins. We're zaychet to three rishayins. But who told you it's those three rishayins are for that drush? And our harishan of bir chametz is means the day before. Maybe the mitzvah of bir chametz is one of these three, and one of those means the day before. So the Rishonim asked this kasha, and the simple teretz, one teretz that's given by Tosis, Tosis answers that those three are all written in the same parsha, in the parsha of Moedei. So it's mistama that all three of them are the same, as opposed to saying that ours, which is written in a different parsha, is part of that drasha, and one of those that are written there means the Kara.
Yeah.
Okay, next pshat again, going to how do you know that Achvi Amarisha means to destroy chametz on Erev Pesach? Bava Amar Mehacha, a very simple pshat. It says, Loisishchan al-chametz dam zivchi, Loisishchan al-pesach v'adayin chametz chayim. You can't shech the carbon Pesach if you still have chametz around. So obviously you're going to have to start destroying chametz on Erev Pesach. And also, from here we know Chatzos, because that's the man of Shechitas Pesach. But if that's the case, maybe it's totally when you bring the Karban Pesach Mamash. Meaning if my Chabur is bringing the Karban Pesach in the first shift right after Chatzos, so I got to get rid of my Chametz right after Chatzos. If somebody else is in a different shift and he's bringing the Karban Pesach, let's say 9 hours into the day, so maybe he doesn't have to destroy Chametz until 9 hours into the day. So the Gemara says, it's a man shkita. The Torah is referring to the Zman of Shkita, meaning it's not mistaber that the Torah gave a relative shear of each person has his own shear when you bring the Karban Pesach Mamish. And mistaber, if the Torah was machbid on getting rid of chametz for the Karban Pesach, it meant to say make sure to get rid of chametz by the Zman of the Karban Pesach. The Zman starts at Chatzos, so the time for everybody to destroy the chametz is by Chatzos. When it says it means on the 14th. How do you know that? Maybe Yom Rishon means literally the first day of Yontav, and when you're mechuyev to destroy the chametz is on the 15th. The pasuk of Leisishchan Chametz Zivchi tells us you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach. Why you still have chametz now? So obviously you're getting rid of chametz on the 14th. Divrei Rishma, which interestingly, it's austere in Rabbi Shmuel, because before we had Tana Rabbi Shmuel who said that Matzina Yudal Shanikar Rishon. Over here he's learning like Rava that Ach B'yem that is coming from Loisishchan Chametz Dam Zivchi. Rak upon him, these prices are right to Rava that it's learned from Loisishchan. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein etzarch, you don't need that drasha. You have a different raya, which is going to end up being not like any of the pshatim that we said before. So it's going to be pshat number 5. Mm-hmm. It says, Harei Oimer, the pasuk says, Ach b'yom rishon tashbishu sarvi b'teichem. You have to destroy chametz on yom rishon. Uksiv, but we know it says about on Pesach, kol malacha le'sasu. You're not allowed to do any malacha." And we know that burning is one of the malachas. Now, like the Gemara is going to speak out soon, this is assuming, which is, it's going to be a machlekas later on, but this is assuming that the way you're mechuyev to do bir chametz to be yaitz in the midst of the tashbizu is dafka sreifa. There is such a mandamar, and bir chametz al sreifa. So if bir chametz has to be dafka sreifa, dafka burning, and burning would be also on yantiv, because it's not a tzarech yantiv. If that's the case, so then al karcha, when the pasuk said burn your chametz, it didn't mean yantiv itself; it must have meant erev yantiv.
Right.
Rabbi Yosi Aimer in itzarch, you don't need that. Harei Aimer, because it says ach v'yamrishin tashbishu sarmi b'teichem, that has to mean may erev yantiv. Maybe it means yantiv itself. Tam alaymer ach chalek. From the fact that it says ach, which is going back to the first drasha. Ach means half a day is mutter, half a day is yomtiv. Also, so al karcha that has to be erev yomtiv, because we ibi yomtiv atzmi. Because if it means the yomtiv itself, mishar, could you say that part of the day is mutter? How iskish hashposas sar lachilas chametz? We have a hekish that the chiv of hashposas sar is the same time frame as the iser of achilas chametz. Achilas chametz achilas matzah, and the iser of achilas chametz to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And since achilas matzah starts right away in the beginning of the 7 days. So who are in the Achilles Chametz and Hashposas Sar starts away already in the beginning. You can't say Achalek says part of the day's mutter. Must be that the Yom Rishon is the day before, and then we could taka say that part of the day's mutter, part of the day's aser. This is basically the first draft, yeah. And a chami, right? So It comes out to Tani Nami Hachi. I don't know if the Gemara meant this or not, but we're bringing a raya from the first mandam to Rava. Rabbi Kiva is a new shita, but the third mandam Rabbi Yisakli is a raya to the first shot. Could be that, right? And Rabbi Yisakli is a raya to the first shot. Amar Rava. We see from Rabbi Kiva, again, Rabbi Kiva learned that the chiyuv of Tashbisu is Erev Yontiv from the fact that it can't mean Yontiv because it would be also to burn Chametz on Yontiv. So Shmami Namir Rabbi Kiva Tvas. You see three halachas from what Rabbi Kiva said. First of all, Shmami Na Aim Bir Chametz El Sreifa. You see, like we spoke about before, that Bir Chametz has to be done by burning. Because if Bir Chametz means something else, then why can't you do it on Yontiv? If Bir Chametz means eat it all up, so fine, eat it all up. Make a big party Yontiv morning and eat it all up. Teretz is the only way to burn chametz to be mekayim tashbisu is with sreifa. Sreifa can't be done in Yontiv. It's a malacha. Number two, you see from Rabbi Kiva that avar lachalak yasusa. We had a machlokes in Masechta Shabbos. The Torah says leisasek malacha in a broad lav that includes all malachas. In another pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, it says Leisavaru Eish Bechol Mechus Sechem Biyom Shabbos. It singles out Havara. The question is, why is Havara singled out? So one man, the Amr says Havara LaLav Yotzes, that it was singled out to say that this one is different than all other melachis. It's not Chayiv Karis and Skila like the other 38 melachis. Rather, there's only Malkus for that lav for Havara. The other man, the Amr says no. Havar lechalak yotzes. No, avada havar is like is an av malacha just like any other av malacha, and it just singled out to say that just like this one, you're chayiv by itself. So to all the other 38, you're chayiv by itself. Memela, if a person does in one helim in one time, he does four or five different malachas, it won't be one big chayiv. It will be he'll have four separate chayiv, and it'll bring four separate karban chatas. So Rabbi Kiva, who says that havar is not doich yamtiv, must be because he holds havar lechalak yatsa. Because otherwise, how could he say matzinu lahavar shi av malacha? It wouldn't be called av malacha. It's different. It's only a lav. So the terminology he used is incorrect. And more than that, Taisa says according to one pshat that if it's not an av malacha, so the pasuk legabe Shabbos says lesavar yesu chomer segem. There's a lav to do havara. But Yom Tov, it doesn't say that lav of Havara. So Bishlam, if it's a malacha, it says Leitzasek a malacha. But if it's not a malacha, so and it's just known from a separate lav, that lav was said L'gab Shabbos, and Havara wouldn't be Yasser on Yom Tov. So from the fact that Rabbi Kiva has a problem burning the chametz on Yom Tov, right, and Nechadami. But we see from over here, we'll get to the next thing in a second. We'll get to the Nehoyal in a second. But according to this, Havar would never be Usr. Mechlal. According to the man Damar, Havar lechalik yatzisa, sorry, lelav yatzisa, according to the second Peshat, there's no Usr on Havar on him. Right. It's nothing to do with Hayal, right? Just because it's not a malacha. Right, yeah. Correct. Right, it's not pshat that it's also and there's a heter. Pshat is it was never aser, and we'll see that there's nafkaminas in a second. Number two is so must be that Havar he holds Havar lechalak yotzsa, shmamina. And halacha number three that we see from here is that lo yamrin nahayav hutu Havar letzarech hurtanam shelo letzarech. We know that certain malachas are mutar on yantiv letzarech echol nefesh. Now there's a machloikis if. We say, if it's dafka for Eichel Nefesh and that's it, or do we say a concept of Hayal? Once it's mutter for Eichel Nefesh, so then it's mutter for other things as well. So again, if you hold of Hayal, so since Havara, everybody agrees that you're allowed to make fire to cook, so if that's the case, it's hutter l'tzarech Eichel Nefesh. So once it's hutter l'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's hutter for other things as well. So why can't you burn the chametz? Must be that you don't say Hayal. Now the difference between this and the one before is all the Rishonim say that in this klal of Hayal v'Hutra L'Tzarech Hutra Shalei L'Tzarech means Shalei L'Tzarech Echol Nefesh, but it has to at least be a Tzarech Yontif. the marshal carrying, right? On Yontif, we carry not only things that are tzarichai chol nefesh, we carry food, but once you carry food, you're allowed to carry your machzor to shul, your towels to shul, you're allowed to carry whatever else you need. That's a tzarich Yontif. People don't realize that if you don't carry in the air, if you don't carry in the air, Lamashal, if you have dirty tissues in your pocket or in the stroller, you're not allowed to take that because that's not Mitzerich. If the whole heter is hoyle, it doesn't have to be Tzerich HaHol Nefesh, but it has to be Tzerich Yontif. So over here, burning is not Tzerich HaHol Nefesh, but it is Tzerich Yontif because it's Mitzvah to burn the Chametz. So if you would have held the hoyle, so then it would have been Mutter. It must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the hoyle. According to the Man Amar Havara Lechalik, so then Havar wasn't usher in the first place. So then, if you're a pyromaniac, you could light a fire just for that alone. It doesn't have to be even a Tzarech Yom. Right. When we talk about, right, there's a new concept called Mailid Eish also, which is usher for, because it's Mailid. Right. La halacha, lighting a fire to be the malacha of Havara means, whether it's a new fire from scratch, we'll call it yesh me'ayin for lack of a better term, or taking a fire that's in one place and lighting one candle from another candle, right? They're both the malach of havar. Legabi yontiv, that havar is mutter, you're not allowed to be moiled a new yesh, but you're allowed to light one candle from the other candle, right? So what we're talking about over here is lighting one from one, but even that is a malacha, and that's only mutter because havar is mutter, either because havar is not a malacha, or because Havar is mutter on Yontif because of mitaych. But if you don't hold the vial, then even that would be aser. Then Chayyur Rabbi Akiva should also have to come on Tach. Yes. Toner Rabbanon. Shivas yamim se'ar le'yimatzei b'vateichem. So now let's go into the psukim of Ba'yir Abayimatzei. It says, for 7 days, se'ar le'yimatzei b'vateichem, you can't have any se'ar in your house. We already know that you can't have sar in your house because it already says your house is part of your gul. It's part of your boundaries. It's part of where you part of your rishos. So obviously you can't have chametz there. Yes, sar is what we call sourdough or yeast, meaning to say it itself is not edible, but it is also because it is super chametz, it has the power of being mechametz other things. But not the fake yeast that we have nowadays, the real yeast, the sourdough yeast. Chametz sticky, meaning yeast that's made from flour and water. Meaning our yeast is made from chemicals, right? But real yeast, that in those days, what they used to do is they used to take flour and water and let it ferment. And meaning it used to spoil and ferment until it became very, very powerful. And they used that as an agent, just like we use that's how they make sourdough, right? And sourdough pretzels, let's say, for example, or sourdough bread is made like that. So the same way that the chemicals artificially cause the dough to rise, help the dough to rise better. So this chametz, once it ferments, it causes the rest of the dough to react. So you take a piece of sourdough, you put it into your regular dough, and that causes it to rise. So sa'ar is this sourdough, and chametz is regular edible chametz. Wow. And then the rest of the dough becomes chametz, right? Now, what's the nafka mina? Why does the Torah have to write both? We'll see in the sugyas later on why the Torah has to write both. But that's what the two are. I don't know. But you already said maybe because this pasuk is more inclusive. It says chametz and sar. So Torah Rabbanu, Shivas Yom Sar Leimatz B'Techem. Matam and Leimer. Why do we need this pasuk? Like Kfar Nemer already says, Leira Lacha Chametz Leira Lacha Sar B'Chol Kulecha. Also, it's more inclusive in a different way, because over here it says Kvulim, which is more inclusive than the B'Techem. So either way, the Gemara answers, Lefisha Nemer, Leira Lacha Sar, in this pasuk of Bal Yerah, it says La Yerel Lecha Saar. So, which tells us that Lecha is a mi, Dafkif is yours. Shalcha Yata Roya, Avalata Roya, Shalachayim Shalgavaya. If it belongs to somebody else, if it belongs to a guy, or if it belongs to Gavaya, it belongs to Hektish, so then as you have no problem keeping it in your house. So, I would think, Yacho Yatmin, Vikavu Pukdonis Minanachri. So maybe I could, number one, hide chametz and have no problem, because from the fact that it says Lo Yeroa, it can't be seen. So maybe the thing, as long as you don't see it, put it in the bottom of your cellar and close the door, lock it, and no one sees the chametz. Maybe you're not over. And Vaitu Vikavu Pukdonis Minanachri, you could take a Pukdon of a mashkin from a guy. It's a guy's chametz, or mashka, or something to watch from a guy. It's a guy's chametz, so it's not shalcha. You would not be over. Hamalaymer. That's why it says the, because another yid it wouldn't be in the game, because he would be over. No, yeah, but yadmin is one thing, and from a guy, it could be sitting on your dining room table. You wouldn't be over even without yadmin. So but the reason why we say min anachri is because another yid you wouldn't be over, but he would be over, so it wouldn't be in the game. But if it's sitting out in the open, that's not yeah. I mean, it could be seen. It could be seen. So if I'm sitting in one room, that it's not seen if it's in the other room. Over there we sell it, but I'm saying yatman, it means it has to be. It's in a way that it can't. It's not seen now. It's not visible. Not just that it's I'm punked in a different room. But if you're in shul, you're not over. Of course you're over. I mean, because it's seeable. So from a yid, practically, it's not a game because there's always another yid. The other yid is going to be over. But from a guy, the guy obviously doesn't have a problem, so maybe I don't have a problem because it's not mine. Tamalimali Yamatze. The Pasuk of Yamatze doesn't say lecha, and it says it can't be found anywhere where it could be found in his Rishos, whether it's hidden or whether it's open, whether it's visible. So, Ein li ela benachri shalei kiv shasai. I would only know that problem is from a guy that you don't have control over that guy, the inshar the mabuchatar, or a guy that doesn't live with you. However, nachushikiv shasay, a guy that's under your control, the shariyim chabuchatar, or a guy that lives in your chatar, so that's closer to home. Minayin, how do you know that even his chametz is aser? Which lechera in svar, it's backwards. If anything, I would think that it's dafka the guy that's under your control or who lives by you that's aser, and the ribui is needed for the one that's not under your control. The Gemara is eventually going to ask that kasha. Tamaloymar lo yimotzei bevatecher. Rashi says it said lo yimotzei as opposed to lo yimotzei, which comes to say it can't be found no matter what, not only from a guy that's like yishase, but even a guy that's kivshase. Ein li ela shebevatechem. I only know the chametz that's in your house is a problem. Barashicha de Ma'aris, if it's outside in your yard, in your pit, or your square pit, in your cave, I mean, how do you know that that's a problem as well? Tamalem b'cholulecha, so that you know from the other pasuk of La'iraya, where it says in that pasuk, b'cholulecha, anywhere where it's your gul, anything that you own, anywhere where it's your rishos, there's a problem of chametz. Says the Gemara, v'adayin ani aymer, I could still say, there's two psukim. One pasuk says chomris, the other pasuk says chulis. So maybe you'll be machalak and say as follows: Bibatim, when it's your house, over mishum ba'yiro ba'yimotze ba'yatmin ba'yikav b'dunis. So that's where all the chomris are. That's where it says lo yimotze b'vatechem. Over there it doesn't say lecha. Over there it doesn't say yiroa. So over there you have all the chomris. You're over having the chametz, whether even if it's hidden and even if it belongs, even if it's a pekadim from a guy. Whereas bigvulin, if it's not in your house, but somewhere else in your rishos, then it will have the coolest of the pasuk of lo yiroa, which is that only your chametz is aser, but a guy's chametz or a hekdesh's chametz is okay. How do you know to take the chumra of one pasuk and teach it of the pasuk of bayirimotze and teach it to the pasuk of bayirah, and take the coolest of the pasuk of bayirah and teach it to the pasuk of bayimotze? Because both psukim say sar, we make a gzeir shava. Nemer sar bevatim, nemer sar leyimotzei bevatechem, nemer sar begvulim leyirelacha sar. Ma sar amar bevatim, ayver mishu bayiro bayimotzei, ubayatmin ubayikal b'kdoinis min anachim. Asar amar begvulim, ayver mishu bayiro bayimotzei, ubayatmin ubayikal b'kdoinis min anachim. So all the the halachas that are said in the pasuk of Bayimotze are now learned to the pasuk of Bayira, and the opposite as well. Masara amur begvulim, just like the pasuk of Bayira, it says shachayata roya avata roya shalachem shalgavaya, that it's that you have the kula davki your chametz and not anybody else's chametz. Afsara amur bebatim shachayata roya avata roya shalachem shalgavaya. So once you have the Kzeir Shel, you learn all dinim that were said in either pasuk to the other pasuk. Now, obviously, which the Gemara is going to ask soon, that's a stereo, because how could it be mutter and asr at the same time? We're saying only your chametz is asr, not someone else's, and then the other pasuk is saying even someone else's chametz is asr. So how can you say that both pesukim are negay at the same time? That the Gemara is going to explain. But the Bryce is basically saying that there's some halachas said in one pasuk, other halachas said in the other pasuk. Then we have a Gzeir Shalva to teach us that everything that's said in this pasuk is learned to that pasuk, and everything that's said in that pasuk is learned to this pasuk. So now the Gemara goes through the Bryce piece by piece. Amar Mar. Ein li ela benochre shalakiv shasay. If we have in the pasuk of Baal Yimotze that says even the chametz that you have as a pekodin from a guy is usher, I would think that's dafka a guy that's not under your control. Ve'in sharim b'chotzer, and it's not your neighbor. A guy that's under your control, or he's closer to home because he lives by you, he lives in the same chotzer as you. And how do you know that even his chametz is a problem? Like it says, it can't be found whatsoever. Which direction are we going? If anything, the opposite is mesdaber, like we said before. If it only said without the second drasha of lo yimotze, if only some goyim would be usher, it's more mesdaber than the goyim that are under your control. That's more closer to being your chametz. That's the one that would be usher, and the extra ribui should be needed for the goyim that's not under your control. Amar Abaye epuch says Abaye enechanami. Switch it around. Ein li ela chametz ela nachi shakiv shasay nachi shaloi kiv shasay minayin tamen loyim lo yimotze. That's how you have to read the brayse. Rava Amar, Rava says no. La'idom le'tevuch. Read the brisa as is. Vareshakoi. And we thought that it's going on the iser of the seifa. That you would think the ein li ala nachri shaloi kiv shasay nachri shakiv shasay minayin. We thought it's going on the iser of the seifa. The iser of having a pekadon from a guy. Not only is it a guy that's not under your control, it's even a guy that's under your control. That doesn't make any sense. Torah says no. That which we're differentiating or we're being marba a guy. That's Kivshasa is going on the head of the ratio. You're only usher in your own chametz, but a guy's chametz you're not usher in. Over there, it's taka makes sense. I would think that heter of a guy's chametz is only for a guy that's not under your control. How do you know that heter of chametz is even for a guy that is under your control? Yeah. It's not mamish avdus, but it's similar to that. Since he's under your control, I always understood that it means to say is at a time when Klai Yisrael was yadum tekiva, when Klai Yisrael was strong, so all the goyim that lived in Eretz Yisrael then they were under the jurisdiction of the yidden. They listened to the yidden, and they were under the jurisdiction of the yidden. So that makes it, in a sense, it's not mamish mashakana avikana rabbi, but since they're under our jurisdiction and we're the government, so their money is kind of like we're responsible. I understand, but it's easier to say that it's shalacha more than a guy that you have no control over. Yeah. Yeah, no, avada guy has money, right. But if the Torah only answered one, it's more mistaber that his money you have more of a shaykhis to because he's under your control. We can make laws. Because why should I be responsible for Goy's comments if it says lecha? Torah is But that Rashi is going on the Isser.
But
if it's going on the Isser, then you would understand, right? The Isser is because that one has more shaykhis to you. Right? According to Abayis Pshat, that it's going on the Isser, right? But if, so I would, because if the Maizah, the Pasuk says Lacha. So if we're Marba Agoy, maybe we're only Marba Agoy that's more similar to Lacha. But on the Heter side, you have to say the opposite way. Fakarat, maybe the one that you had that's less similar to Lacha is Mutter. Because maybe the Heter is, because it has Mamash no Shaykhs to you. But in a his money has more shaykhs to you because we as a government can control them and we can make taxes on them. Their money is closer to us. It's not mamish ours, but if the Torah is marbed one, you could say in some maybe the Torah is dafka marbed this one, not that one. Who said you have to? I mean, what's forcing you? It seems to say that you could say this in Svar. We're coming to the Torah wrote another drasha, so you shouldn't be mechalak in Svar. Yeah.
You weren't allowed to steal from them.
Of course, right. Of course,
it's their money. Why should I be mechalak? I'm the Isser part. I understand if we're going to be mechalak. Right. Like Rafa, we're going to be mechalak.
Yeah.
And where are you getting this? There should be a difference. And why should you make a difference?
Right.
That's why I thought when Rashi was saying went to the minor, like that it's mamash like an Evan or something.
Right, yeah. But he can't be the Evan because then it's not his chametz. Then it's your chametz and it's not his chametz.
Right.
Yeah. And that's not going to fit with how the Gemara explains it later on either, right? Yeah. So again, so Rav Amar Leilam Leitei B'Kvar Reishiko, we're going back on the heter of the Reisha. Shalchoi Yataroi Aval Taroi Yishol Achirim Shal Gavoya. Only your chametz is the problem. Chametz that belongs to someone else or chametz that belongs to Hekdesh is not a problem. So, ainly, I would only think that it's not a problem. That's not under your control. So then, tak, it's not called your chametz, and then it would be mutter. But if he's under your control, so who said that's called not your chametz to say that it's mutter? Talmud Leimar, lo yimotze. So that's the ribuy of lo yimotze to say even that one is mutter. According to Rava, that doesn't make any sense. Hi Tana Mahadra Atera, according to Rava, we're coming to say, how do we know that the chametz is mutter? And we're bringing the pasuk of Layimotze. It sounds like Layimotze, no matter what, it's also to be found by you, which, if anything, it sounds like it's coming to say an Isser, not a Heter. And for the Gemara, according to Rava's Prat and the Braisa, what the Braisa means to say is Mishum Shanem Lacha Lacha, Trey Zimni. It says twice Lacha by Sa'ar. It says, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, which is the pasuk we've been quoting until now, that says Le'ira L'chasar. But there's also a different pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says over there Le'ira L'chasar b'chol gvulecha. So it says twice L'cha by Sa'ar, and we know there's a klal called the Me'ena Inyan. If you have something that's extra because it's not needed for itself because it's already said elsewhere for itself, so we could use it for something else. So Me'ena Inyan for Ba'ira. So we take the extra lecha of Ba'yirah and we put it into the pasuk of Ba'yamatzah to say that even by Ba'yamatzah it says lecha to teach us this halacha that even a guy who's more matzui etzlecha, Rashi explains, nonetheless there's still a heter of that if it's not your chametz, it's mutter to be there. So Omar Mar Yacho Yatman Vikavu Pekdonis Min Anachri, that you're allowed to have Pekdonis from a guy. That you cannot have a pekaden from a guy. The obvious tira, I'm a reisha. Didn't we just say in the reisha, shalchal yata roya, only your chametz is a problem, ava ata roya shalachayim shalgavaya? So the Gemara says, like kasha, hode kabal ali achrayas, hode le kabal ali achrayas. It's totally if you have achrayas or not. If you have achrayas, so then even though it belongs to the guy, that's where the Torah says, le yikabal pekadenis. But if you don't have a Christ, you have no responsibility for it. So then that's when the Torah said, meaning you just gave the guy permission at your own risk. You could put it in my house. I'm not taking responsibility for it. Then it's okay. Just like Rava said, the people of Mechuzah, his city, they used to be Mechuzah in those days to feed the soldiers. That was one of the taxes that they had. So the food that they had for the army, He said, you have to destroy that chametz mivataychu from your houses. Why? Because even though it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the government, and you're just making it and feeding them. Nonetheless, kivan de ilu mignev, if it would be stolen from you, ilu mitved, or would we get lost from your house, you're responsible for it. Therefore, you would have to pay. Therefore, kedul chayim dam of aser is considered like your chametz, and therefore it's also your, it's this halacha of loyikal b'gdan has been enough. Since you're responsible for it, it's also for you to have it in your house, and therefore you have to get rid of it from before Pesach. Okay. It seems that the food already.